This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We thought we knew who the quarterback for the Saints was going to be, Tyler Shuck.
Right.
Apparently, it is anyone's job for the taking.
Yeah.
What's going on with this?
Yeah, this will be interesting to kind of see how this rolls. And I think when Tyler Shuck was drafted, you know, the old Derek Carr thing plays out about, you know, the way that he's injured. Well, it might not be as cut and dry. If you guys know who Foster Moreau is, he was on Sirius XM NFL this past weekend, and his words sounded pretty heavy.
I've been a part of quarterback competitions before back in college. Not me personally, but I've gotten to see them for a long time. And most of the time, you kind of feel like guys really have an edge on each other. The starter's coming back from last year, but we didn't really like his production or different stuff like that in terms of familiarity with the player. Genuinely, we really do have a full-blown 33% quarterback competition between those three guys. It's anyone's job for the taking. I'm excited to see how it goes. Again, some guys have looked good on some days, some guys have looked good on other days. It really just depends on who could string together the most successful practices.
I have kind of envisioned this might happen all along, and I think it's gonna take the front office probably stepping in these situations and kind of handing Tyler Shuck the keys. Your rookie year in the NFL, particularly as a quarterback, if you're not a first round draft pick and you don't get all the reps, like, it is an absolute whirlwind. When you add in the fact that both these other guys, Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler, were also draft picks, not as early as Tyler Shuck, but were also draft picks and have been, you know, in and around the New Orleans Saints and have started football games in the NFL and have kind of been through the entire gauntlet that is the NFL season. And then you look at Tyler Shuck, who, let's call it what it is, spent, what, 7 years in college football and, you know, kind of came on late in his career. I don't think it's cut and dry, and I know a lot of Saints fans kind of reacting that, you know, to that Foster Moreau cut over the weekend, but I think this is going to be something we're going to be keeping our eyes on for the next couple of months.
I just hear that they don't – I mean, I hear a lot of goodness out of this statement.
I do too.
Because unless Spencer Rattler made these great leaps and bounds, then the fact that he's 33%ed with Tyler Shuck and – Jake Haener is a really bad thing for the Saints, because what should happen is you think, you would hope, hey, you know what? We've seen what those guys can't do. It's Shuck's job, and we're going to ride or die with him this next year, and then we're going to be in the sweepstakes for, you know, Arch Manning or whoever the top quarterback will be coming out.
Yeah.
Because the class will be better. Because I didn't see anything on Spencer Rattler that made me want to give him the reins to a franchise last year. Now, again, you can make leaps and bounds, but I don't for a second believe any of this. I don't believe for a second that they will have Rattler. That, well, let's just put it this way. There's no way in hell Jake Haener's beating out Rattler or Tyler Shuck based on what I know about this situation.
I don't know that he's going to be given the opportunity. I think that's my biggest takeaway.
Well, that's what he just said.
I know that. I hear, and you know how we always talk about, hey, the head coach, if you listen close enough,
yeah,
listen to what the GM says, he's telling you something. What I hear is, like, Tyler Shuck hasn't done anything to establish himself as a starting quarterback. And maybe Foss Moreau wants to say that Spencer Rattler is by far the best, or that Jake Haener is by far the best, but he doesn't want to go too far out of pocket. We've all seen PR 101 where it's like, hey, you don't want to say anything that's going to be too crazy. You don't want to come out and say, hey, Spencer Rattler's the best quarterback. It would have been easy for him to just get on there and praise Tyler Shuck. As a guy who's been in a couple NFL franchises, it would have been easier for him to step in that role and go, man, he's really good, throws a beautiful ball. I know we feel confident in the quality depth behind him, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, he's a guy they obviously felt confident in drafting him. No. What you heard was it's a 33.33, you know, percent competition, and, you know, they all have their ups and downs. Like, that to me says that one of the other guys is better.
Is Foster Moreau the player rep?
I don't know.
Well, because, you know, maybe he's just being political here, because this sounds like a political answer. Well, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And it's like, I just want to make sure I get a couple passes thrown my way.
Yeah, right.
In the red zone, you know, when the time comes, because I don't believe anything he said.
I have a question, and it might be a dumb one, but since Tyler Shuck doesn't have this job locked down, does this make you a little bit more mad that he was ranked higher than Michael Penix on that QB list?
That's the first thing I thought about.
Okay.
I'm like, that's why you don't rank a guy like that at 29 just by default. And I can't remember the guy's name that we talked about last week who was doing the top quarterbacks heading into 2025.
He's a real ball knower, though.
On NFL.com. Yeah, it's like, Tyler Shuck. Well, you know, anybody who hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL, they just default to number 29.
But also,
Joe Flacco's 46. Well, it's like, what?
It's why that little ranking system that he came up with in his own little head is so ridiculous, because no, you should just have an NA. You just shouldn't. He essentially said, if you've not thrown a pass, you're 29, and that's NA for me. But yet I'm going to rank people behind, you know, an NA, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just dumb. So yeah, and remember, Allie, there are no dumb questions, just dumb people. But I'm not saying that was a dumb
question. I was going to say, wow.
It's not. I'm just saying that's the saying. It's from a movie. But the reality is that it's dumb to rank people who have shown nothing. It's why I hate college football rankings. It's why I hate preseason college football rankings. Because you're ranking teams that have done nothing. Because no matter what, they're not the exact same team they were last year. You're ranking them off stars. Mm-hmm. And what some of the players there did last year and what the coaches have done. So I don't like them. I think I've always thought that you shouldn't rank college football teams until like 4 or 5 weeks in, at least.
Yeah.
Because then they have a product. Like, September is the first month, essentially, of college football. October, the first Monday in October, you can rank college football teams, because then you know what you got. So why are you ranking quarterbacks that never thrown a pass in a league ahead of guys who have a sample size of any type, any form?
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember, too, that Tyler Shuck was drafted 40th overall in the draft this year. There were two quarterbacks taken in front of him. One was Cam Ward at one, and then Jackson Dart, which was mid-20s, up to the Giants, obviously. So you look at Tyler Shuck at 40, and we've lived this life with Desmond Ridder, have we not? Did we not live this same life just a few years ago? And we were like, Desmond Ridder was a third rounder, but he was the second quarterback taken in the draft. So it's maybe not as bad as we think it is. And then we all hitch our wagons to the Desmond Ridder train, and by the end of that year, it's completely over with.
But at least we had a sample size of four games where he didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
He didn't lose
played
you
within
games,
the system.
Didn't win you games, but didn't really lose you games.
Yeah.
There is nothing on Shuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's so – that's the problem for me. But, I mean, you know what? Everybody's got to find a way to do something, and that's what the ball knower did with his little article. Foster Moreau had a very political answer. Maybe he's setting himself up for a career afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think it was a political answer, though.
I do.
I think that it would have been the political answer to just say, hey, Tyler Shuck, you know, he's a pretty good player.
No, I think the political answer is I'm not going to throw any of my guys into the bus, because there could be a chance where they all have to throw me a pass, and any of these guys can throw me a pass, and I won't, you know, and not that it would be that way, but I want to support all three guys, because I don't know which one's going to be starting for us, and I want the guy that gives us the best chance to win to know we all believe in him.
It also makes me wonder, and I have to go back and look, Nick Shook was the writer that we were talking about last week. It also makes me want to go on the final quarterback list from the year before and see where Spencer Rattler was ranked on his list.
29.
If you by default –
He had to be.
No, it couldn't have been. Like, I'm talking about the postseason list that he drew, you know, the Pennix's ranking from.
Oh.
He drew the postseason list that he drew Pennix's ranking from, which included all 59 starters. That's why the list didn't make any sense. And then you go, so, like, I'm trying to scroll right now to see where exactly Spencer Rattler was on this list, because Pennix at 30, Malik Willis at 31. It just gets more and more ridiculous the farther down you go. And I know Spencer Rattler started a game for them last year. Cooper Rush is, oh, here you go, 39. Spencer Rattler, number 39 on his list from 2 years ago. And then you put Tyler Shook at 29. So it is what it is. But you want to feel good about yourself? I'm going to tell you this story from this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just a reminder that Mic'd Up's brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. My wife and I got comfortable being uncomfortable, as some people like to say in the sports world, this weekend. We went over to a new friend's house, a neighbor that we had not met before that actually has a pool in their backyard. Beautiful setup. AstroTurf all around the pool, which is a conversation nice. For another day because my feet were burning when I was getting out of the pool. But that's, you know, that's a whole other topic for another day. I don't know if y'all ever been to a pool situation like that. But I was like, man, I always wanted AstroTurf. I don't know that I want it anymore because my feet are on fire getting out of the pool. Just baking. Anyways, I went over to this person's house for the weekend, met three dudes that I had never met before. All new couples, you know, kind of on the, you know, outskirts of our neighborhood. And they got to talking. We were, you know, just, hey, look, dad's with beers. Kids have the floaties on. Just right. Standing around. There's a grill going. Coolers. And they got, you know, I think they were like, I don't want to call them finance bros. It sounds so derogatory. they're definitely involved in some kind of white collar business. You know what I mean? Like one of those things where they're in accounting or sales, okay. Or, you know, they manage somebody else's finances. Some of the things like that. And I'm just listening to them all talk. I'm asking questions about their job. I'm like, hey, man, you know, how long have you been with this company? How'd you make it to Atlanta? You know, the normal kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know, where's your office located at? Oh, hey, how bad is the commute there? You know, you get there at 9 a.m. Like, you drop off, like all that. And then came time for me to talk. And they're like, what do you do? I was like, I do sports talk radio. And then they had a couple questions as well. And I hope they're not listening right now because that would make this extremely weird. But the conversation ended up being somehow, man, when I got out of college, I wanted to do this, but I ended up doing this. When I got out of college, I wanted to do this, but I ended up doing this. And I got to tell you guys, this is my dream job.
Yeah.
Like I've said that before on the show, but it probably has been a while. I came all the way back around and all of them were like, yeah, I guess if I could pick a job, I would do your job. That sounds like a really, really cool job to just kind of go to work and talk about sports. So all that to be said, we are extremely lucky, man.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody listening gets to enjoy their jobs as well.
We are. I always, people that do not know who I am, I just tell them I'm in communications. And they're like, what do you do? I just talk for a living, you know, and I just kind of be very vague because I don't want to get into that. It just, it always goes down a road.
Sure.
But everyone is going to take this as a shot and I'm calling you out, but I'm not.
Okay.
But I don't feel like you were 100% honest.
Okay.
I feel like you did exactly what you wanted to do when you got out of college.
True.
I feel like you probably wanted to do it for longer, of course.
Sure.
But I mean, this is kind of your second back your dream job? Like, because your goal when you left college, I'm assuming, tell me if I'm wrong, was to have a long, illustrious career in the NFL.
For sure.
Yep. You had a longer career than a lot of people could ever say. 5 years?
Yeah.
5 seasons is the average mean in the NFL is like, what, 2.5?
Something like that, yeah.
So you doubled that.
Yeah. Well, and two, I think that it goes along with lines is, first of all, this is my dream job at this point in my life. I'm 38.
Right.
And also, that conversation spiraled from them talking about what they wanted to do out of college and how it didn't really come to fruition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I went to college for this. I went to college and you know, I was trying to get a law degree, but I ended up switching to business school or whatever it may be. Or, you know, each of them kind of wound up on their path. But, yeah, I mean, like, it was like, I almost felt bad talking about what I do.
No, never. Because
I was like, dude, yeah, I mean, I kind of talk about sports for a few hours, and then, you know, then I go home and watch it.
I know. I know Allie can back me up on this, and I know you can, too, because we've all had – Don't ever feel bad, because a lot of people, we don't know how many people have went with a degree into a company and then said, hey, go back and get this and you can do this. Or they've just been moved in their company because they have different like talents, right?
Yep.
It ain't like nobody in this room hasn't went through a trial or tribulation.
Seriously.
In this
Oh, there's business. No doubt about that.
For real.
This is a tough line of work as far as longevity goes.
I mean... Between the amount of be either slack laid off or firings in this room,
oh yeah,
I mean we're probably close to both hands.
I think
being
we're
pulled.
Over two
oh,
hands,
yeah.
And I'm the least. I've been the luckiest, but I've also
he's the least. Mike, think about that.
But I also, but hey,
layoff is my middle name.
Hear me out though. I was also the one stuck in neutral. For the longest.
Yeah.
Especially with pay.
And look, man, I say all that to say thank you guys so much for listening to us. And that's really what I wanted to sum it up with. And I hope that you guys, if you're on your way to work right now and you're listening on the Odyssey app, I hope you are headed to your dream job as well, because we are having a blast doing it. And I hope you guys are having a blast listening to it along the way.
And absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Everything that Mike just said. Plus, this is your show as well. The Wake Up Call. This is your time to call in 404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us. Talk, what was your dream job? Are you working your dream job right now? I would love to hear that. And also, when did you accidentally insult someone? Mike called his wife homely, thinking it was a compliment. And that is just so hysterical.
I hope she's not listening right now.
So, did you ever accidentally insult someone? And is Jesse Bates being ranked at 92 criminal? 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929MorningShift. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.